Thank you very much. Thank you. It's our great pleasure at the UN Working Group on Business and Human Rights to be here and to witness this very, very important discussion on how to further mainstream and advance women's rights, especially you know, attaining the objectives of the CEDAW in the context of business activities. That is an issue that has been of you know, great importance to us as a working group. And in the context of the energy transition, we released a report in 2023 called Extractive Sector, Just Transition and Human Rights, which documents a wide range of human rights concerns associated with the energy transition. And one of those concerns relates to how the energy transition may adversely impact women's rights, especially both directly and indirectly. And when you look at the direct impact, issues relating to how the energy sector, which has been traditionally known to be a slightly men's club in many countries, may be replicating the same pattern with the energy transition as well. And given that many of the key stakeholders that are making decisions on the energy transition are not necessarily incorporating the perspectives of women, thereby replicating the same adverse human rights impact that we've seen in the planning of energy projects traditionally. So our report indeed highlights the need for, you know, to reflect women's rights and perspectives in energy transition efforts, the need for human rights due diligence to ensure that whenever we're planning, both in the design and the implementation of energy transition programs, women's rights should be priority. And the indirect impact that should also, that is also of concern, is that one of the key problems with the energy transition is the issue of child labor. We've seen child labor. We've seen, and our report documents how children as young as 7 are being forced to work in cobalt mines and coltan mines in different, of course, cobalt is often used for electric, is a transition mineral needed to manufacture electric vehicles. So you see children being forced to work in these mines in different parts of the world. There is no way we can address child labor without women, especially in many parts of the world whereby you know, women do have strong roles to play, both in influencing the choices of their children, as well as you know, in providing education for the kids to ensure that those children can be in school when they should be in school. You know, men alone will not be able to do this. So it's quite clear that if we are to address child labor in the context of the energy transition, then the perspectives of women would be very, very crucial. So it is our hope that the report will stimulate discussions on how to address both the direct and indirect impact of the energy transition on women's rights and on the attainment and the implementation of CEDAW. And the report includes very direct recommendations to businesses, the need for businesses to ensure that balance when preparing energy transition programs, ensuring that women's experiences are incorporated, ensuring that you know, they provide support for groups that are impacted by their transition programs, especially women in indigenous communities, and of course to ensure that you know, they also support and finance education programs. We've talked about the need to address barriers to girls, you know, accessing STEM education. So we hope businesses will be at the forefront of providing that support. It is not enough for businesses to say we are not violating any right. We are asking them to do good as well. Instead, you know, it's not just do no harm. We're asking them to do good by ensuring that their programs also provide education and support for women and girls to enjoy their human rights, especially the rights in CEDAW. Thank you very much.